Dear Santa Claus, it has been brought to my attention by one of our operatives that you have secured for yourself and your interests a very lucrative position in the toy and game industry. Normally, my associates and I would not involve ourselves in child exploitation schemes such as yours. However, it is clear to us that you have overstepped your bounds and are cutting into my family's territories. That I cannot let you do. Mr. Claus, we've known each other for many years, and we have no problem with your operations in the North Pole. But Consigliere tells me that you've expanded your deliveries through the entire South Side, most of the North Side, and everywhere but the Jewish neighborhoods. I understand, Mr. Kringle. You and I share many interests. We both make lists. We both know who's been naughty and who's been nice. Have I mentioned that red is also my favorite color? This year, when you make your rounds, I hope you'll take time to stop by the house for a cup of coffee and some cookies, so that we can discuss an offer I know you can't refuse. But I know how much you like cookies. I'm sure you will do this thing I ask out of respect, but I would be remiss if I did not remind you of the tragic demise of our mutual friend and confidant, Frosty T. Snowman. I regret that it was necessary to teach Frosty a lesson. Sincerely, and with warmest wishes for you and the lovely Mrs. Claus, Dan. P.S. It would be most unfortunate for you to wake up one morning to find the head of 8 tiny reindeers in bed with you. I'm sure that you are a reasonable man, and this will not be necessary.